Hello, my name is Kevin McKenzie, and this is 7 by Kevin, the 7-Minute Daily Podcast. This is episode 1, but it is a bit of a cheat. Episode 1 I recorded yesterday, and even though it was a 7-Minute Podcast, I actually recorded over 3 hours. It was a live stream, and you can find it on our YouTube page located below. What I did was I tried to gain some attention by doing a live stream for 3 hours, and I also sent in a Guinness Book of World Records, I guess they don't call it a book anymore, Guinness World Record attempt. You pay $5 to get a record to be looked at. Takes 12 to 16 weeks for them to look at it. So I don't even know if they'll even accept the fact that it's an actual record attempt, if they accept even the subject of trying to beat the longest answering of interview questions, because I'm trying to get some attention, because I'm trying to find a job, and I've been unemployed for a few months now and gone through lots and lots of different interviews, especially nowadays with the pandemic, doing them by video. So I thought, what other way to try and gain some attention? So I posted on LinkedIn, and I wanted to see what would happen, and said I wanted to break the record, and also I wanted to stay online live until I got a job offer. So you'll have to tune in tomorrow. You'll have to tune in for the next episode, which I'll be recording later today, and whether or not it was a success. Did I think I was going to be successful? I didn't really have a lot of expectations. I had a little bit of expectation for view counts and subscriber counts and that sort of thing, but did I actually have expectation that I would actually find a job, and while I was answering all these interview questions, that all of a sudden I would get a notification that said somebody was offering me a job? I didn't think so. It certainly was possible. And was it possible that maybe the media picked it up? I was kind of hoping so, but I didn't have high expectations really to begin with. So I answered some of the more basic questions that you get, you know, tell me about yourself. There was about not quite 100 questions. And boy, do I ever have a respect for people that talk for a living on the radio. Because after about not even an hour in, I got very dry mouth, and I went through 2 glasses of water almost immediately, and I thought for sure I was going to have to walk away from the live stream for a couple minutes to use the restroom, because I was drinking so much water. And by the end of the day, I couldn't drink enough water and hot tea to help my throat, because it was really bad. But I did end up talking for those 3 hours constantly. I was asking the questions that I had printed off with very little, you know, I didn't write any answers down. It was just, I got the questions. So I obviously knew what the questions were, because I was Googling top 100 interview questions online. And I kind of expected to go a little bit longer than I did, but there was, you know, I definitely did talk longer than some people said they were expecting me to talk. They thought it would be an hour or two, and I went over just over 3 hours. So I really hope that you join me in this journey of, and this is not what all the subjects are going to be. So if you're looking for a job, I'd love to hear about your journey. I'd love to hear about little tips and tricks that you use to get some attention. I go into some of those details as well on my, on that podcast that I recorded yesterday. And so I will be recording a second podcast here today, and I will also be recording it for YouTube. So in the future, my podcast will be video podcasts, but it will also go to the podcasts through Anchor FM, Spotify, Apple, and any other place that you can find your podcasts. And so I will do my very best not to make reference to various things that, you know, I might be holding or gesturing or this sort of thing, so that I don't get you guys that are listening to it on sort of the radio or listening to it in your ears and not watching it, so that you end up feeling a little bit more involved. The other thing was, I also liked to, I also talked a lot about my book that I wrote, and you'll hear more about it in the coming episodes. I wrote a book in 2016 called 123 Ways to Get Motivated and Stay Motivated. And so it started off as a sales book, and then ended up morphing it into a book on motivation, and it hit a Canada bestseller status on Amazon in September of 2016, number one in I believe it was number one in self-esteem, number seven in motivation. So you can find that on Amazon. Again, it's 123 ways to get motivated and stay motivated. Because getting motivated is probably pretty easy. It's staying motivated that is probably the hardest thing. And so I talked a lot about the book. I talked a lot about myself. And I talked a lot about my past experiences and who in different jobs that I looked up to, and also my different job experiences. So that's going to all culminate to the next episode of what happened afterwards. And then I'm going to talk, I will talk a little bit about recruiters, about the job search, but I'm also going to talk about current events, current topics, things happening in the news, celebrities. I will have guests, even though it's a 7-minute podcast. If we have to stretch it over more than one episode, that's good. That's fine by me. Yeah, I think I'm going to really enjoy doing this. So it's coming up for my time. So that's it for me. And I thank you for joining me on the first episode. And I'll see you again the next time. And that is 7. And I am Kevin. I will see you next time. Thanks again. Bye-bye.